This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 427 for Friday, June 7th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is falling back into negative trading on Friday, despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil is higher this morning, Chicago's oil is steady, and European rapeseed is lower. Crude oil is higher as some OPEC members stated that upcoming supply hikes will be contingent on market conditions. The Canadian dollar is down 2/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The July canola contract is down $8.90 per ton at $630.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all losing ground in the markets. An executive order from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to tighten farmers' use of tax credits have some predicting that domestic corn and soybean prices will go down, making exports from other countries more attractive. Brazilian exporters pulled offers after the announcement, but the country's Congress could overturn the executive order over the next 4 months. Brazil also confirmed that May corn exports totaled 421,374 tons. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimated that 35% of the country's corn crop has been harvested, compared to the 41% historical average. The U.S. Census showed April corn exports at 6.432 million tons, up 28% from last year and up 9.1% from March. The July corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.47. The U.S. Census also reported April soybean exports at 1.77 million tons, down nearly 30% from 1 year ago and down 42% from March. U.S. soy meal and soy oil shipments were also lower compared to March, with the latter down 78% at 9,979 tons. The Brazilian government reported May soybean exports were 13.452 million tons, down from 15.584 million last year. The July soybean contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.86. April wheat exports from the U.S. totaled 1.925 million tons, down from 2.099 million in March, but up 33.9% from last year. Moderate to severe drought continue in southwest Kansas, which could affect hard red wheat yields. However, across the country, the amount of U.S. crop ground affected by abnormally dry or drought conditions went down half a point at 25.97% as of June 4th, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Turkey, the world's fifth largest wheat importer, announced on Thursday it will not import wheat from late June to mid-October to protect its domestic wheat producers. Turkey is a main buyer of Russian and Ukrainian wheat, both of which have been recently affected by drought. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.27. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.60. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.96. Here, that's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, June 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.